In this week's parsha, Matos and Maaseh, the pasuk tells us, Paraklamet Aleph, pasuk Ches, Ve'es malchim midyan horgu al chalaleihem, ve'es evi, ve'es rekem, ve'es sur, ve'es chur, ve'es reva, chamesh es malchim midyan. Pasuk ends off, ve'es bilam ben ba'or horgu becharev. So we killed Bilam, the famous Bilam, becharev, with a sword. So Rashi has a comment over here. And just before we have Rashi's comment, what's driving Rashi's comment is a very simple question. Why does it matter how Bilam was killed? What's the difference? Says Rashi, Hu ba al Yisrael, he came upon the Jewish people, v'hechlif umnaso be'umnasam, and he swapped craftsmanships. He took their umnus, meaning our umnus, the umnus of the Jewish people, and he used it. She'in notzchim ela befihem. What's the umnus, what's the craftsmanship of the Jewish people? Their mouths. Ali de tfila ubakasha. Through davening, through asking Hashem for things. Ubahu v'tafas umnasam. And he took that same koach, that same power, that same umnus, and he used it to curse the Jewish people. So he used it against the Jewish people. Af heim ba'u alav. So they came back upon him. The Jewish people fought back against Bilam. How? V'hechlifu umnosam b'umnus ha'umos sheba'in b'charev. And he swapped their craftsmanship, the craftsmanship of the nations, which is the sword, and they used it against him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al charbachatichya, that Esav is told, al charbachatichya, you'll live by the sword. So, Rashi is saying very simple: the Jewish people, their koach is koach hadibur, their umnus, their craftsmanship is the koach hadibur, and Bilam and the nations of the world, their koach is the sword. So Bilam tried to use the koach ha-dibor, the power of the word, against us. So comes along the Jewish people, and we use his trade, his craftsmanship, his power against him. So that's the significance of the pasuk saying, Ve'ez Bilam ben Ba'or hargu becharev, that we killed him with a sword, meaning we killed him with his, we used his midah keneged midah, we used his craftsmanship against him, just like he tried to use it against us. So here we see from Rashi a very simple but a very, very powerful idea. The pasuk is telling us, well, Rashi is telling us, that the kli umnus, the craft of the Jewish people, the koach of the Jewish people, is through tefillah. It's the koach ha-dibor in general, not just tefillah, because the inverse was the cursing of the Jewish people. It's not just tefillah. It could be used for good, it could be used for bad. But that koach of speech, that power of speech, is what we have, what defines us. The Chafetz Chaim writes that you take any professional, they are only as good as the tools they have to work with. You know, the mashal, if you have a farmer, he can understand everything he wants about the plants, about what vitamins and minerals the ground needs, about how much rain it needs. But if he doesn't have a plow, it's going to be very hard for him to accomplish anything. You know, he needs his tools, he needs his machinery. So a doctor, I was once speaking to a doctor, and they told me, you know, people walk up to them, and he's a gastroenterologist. So people walk up to him and tell him, oh, I have this problem, I have that problem, can you diagnose? And he said, it's like funny, I don't know what they think. I don't know if they think I have x-ray vision. I can't do anything. You can come into my office, I can run some scans, I could run tests, I could do blood work, and if I read the results of the blood work, I could figure out what's going on inside your body. But I have no idea without my machinery. If I don't have a scope, if I don't have an x-ray machine, if I don't have blood work, blood samples, I don't have anything. I don't know what it is. I only know because I have my tools. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the Jewish people are only the Jewish people with their tools. We are only at our best when we have our tools with us. Of course, the Chafetz Chaim Kidarko Bakodesh applies this the other way as well. That it not only is tefillah our craft, but obviously staying away from Lashon Hara and Rechilos, speaking ill of others. There's a very simple idea from Rashi, but very powerful. That makes us who we are, right? It's as if, you know, a basketball player without a basketball can't do anything on the court. Give him the ball and let him shoot. Let him do whatever he does. But you need to have whatever your koach is. We need to have that koach atfila. You know, matos mase always falls out during the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is a time when we're mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. And the Mefarshim say that includes that we spoke negatively of others. The 3 weeks starts on Shavuos Batamos. There were five tragedies that happened on Shavuos Batamos, and one of them was that the Karban Tamid stopped. The daily sacrifice of brought on the Beis HaMikdash was stopped. The daily sacrifice, that Karban Tamid, is the foundation, is the basis for Tefillas Shachris and Tefillas Mincha. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar is the basis for Tefillas Shachris, and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon daily sacrifice, is Tefillas Mincha. So we see at the beginning of the 3 weeks, we're in a certain sense focusing on our daily tefillah, our loss of the Karban Tamid. And during the rest of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, we're focusing on our koach ha-dibor that was used in a negative way, that was used to speak bad about other people, to cause friction between groups, that was used to insult or to hurt people's feelings. That's the koach ha-dibor. We could use it well, we could use it not well. Bilam used it inappropriately. He tried to curse the Jewish people. And only with chesed from Hashem were we saved. But that's our koach. During the 3 weeks especially, all the time, certainly during the 3 weeks, it behooves us to tap into this power. It's what makes us who we are. It's what makes us special. It is to focus on our davening, to have more kavana, specifically when it comes to the brachos and Shemona Esrei that talk about rebuilding Yerushalayim, Bonei Yerushalayim. This is a time when we should work harder during that bracha, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We should use our tefillah to try to bring the Beis HaMikdash closer to becoming a physical reality in this world. We should use our koach ha-tefillah, koach ha-dibor to improve our bein adam la-chaveru, not to hinder it, not to harm it, and not to create more distance among Jews. That's the koach ha-tefillah. That's what Bilam ben Beor tried to use against us. We got him back. As the pasuk says, we killed him with a sword, which was his power. But it's something that we need to keep in mind.